This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Jordanian security officials are conducting searches and interrogating suspects in connection with Wednesday's suicide bombings at three hotels in central Amman. Nearly 60 people were killed and more than 100 wounded in the attacks, which are being blamed on Al-Qaeda. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Amman.
Jordanians responded to the worst terror attacks in their country with defiance and pledges of national unity. They cruised the streets in cars, honking their horns and waving the kingdom's four-color flag. Demonstrators lined the front steps leading up to the Radisson Hotel, one of the targets Wednesday night, with candles and more Jordanian flags. In front, young men sang patriotic Jordanian songs and sometimes even danced. Throughout the day, demonstrators periodically denounced the Jordanian-born leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. In an internet posting, the authenticity of which cannot be confirmed, Zarqawi's group claimed responsibility for the attacks, calling them a strike against America, Israel, and the, quote, infidel Iraqi government. Though the three suspected suicide bomb attacks targeted hotels frequented by Western and Iraqi government officials, contractors, and tourists, the majority of the victims were Jordanian civilians. One of the explosions had targeted a Jordanian-Palestinian wedding party. Last night, on a curb outside the bombed-out lobby of the Grand Hyatt Hotel, families held a quiet candlelight vigil. A cricket chirped somewhere nearby. 26-year-old Dima Musharbash stood here holding a lit candle and a sign that said, Jordan's 9/11.
It's very sad, actually, and it's very unexpected. I mean, we've been hearing about it, but it was a shock for everyone. And we're going to still stay strong. We're not going to give up, and we're going to fight terrorism.
One of those killed here in the Grand Hyatt was Yazim Arg's 26-year-old cousin, Yildar, who was in the lobby booking a reservation for his upcoming wedding when a suicide bomber detonated explosives.
If they were true Muslims, they won't kill innocent people. Like I told you about my cousin, he just came to make a reservation for his wedding. He don't have nothing to do with politics or war against Iraq or United States. Nothing. He just want to get married, and he died.
Arg, a 19-year-old university student, knelt and prayed beside the candles and then began talking about revenge. He blamed the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis currently living in Jordan.
Wait and see how the Iraqis will be here. Wherever you go, you'll find fights against Iraqis. Yeah, like me now, I'm ready to have a fight with an Iraqi.
Since the U.S. invaded neighboring Iraq, the Iraqi population here has grown significantly and includes the daughter of Saddam Hussein. Throughout the capital last night, police and military stood on alert. The authorities say they've made several arrests, but have offered few details, except to say Abu Musab al-Zarqawi is a prime suspect. In the evening yesterday, King Abdullah II took to the airwaves to offer his condolences. He said Jordan would not be intimidated, and he vowed to continue the fight against terrorism in all its forms. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Amman.